Will you join me in a moment of prayer before the message? Let us bow our heads together. Holy One, we come into this night of nights seeking community, seeking hope, pursuing peace, seeking relief. May we each find it here with you in the words of my mouth and the meditations from all of our hearts. You who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So it's a mite warm in here tonight. And I'm thinking if anyone has a suit jacket on they'd like to take off, please do so. I think it's Christmas. It makes us all warm. So at the risk of creating an earworm you're not going to get rid of tonight, the title of today's sermon is A Tale as Old as Time. Words written by a song by Howard Ashworth, who was a Jewish man who actually died of AIDS in his 40s, but he wrote the Disney ditty for Beauty and the Beast. It is a tale as old as time that we tell tonight, yet again. The songs that we sing on this night of nights are melodies and harmonies as old as rhyme, and we sing them again tonight. This is a tale as old as time on the macro level, the level of geopolitics, the level of rulers and ruled, the level of conqueror and conquered, occupier and occupied. In first century Palestine, it was the Romans who were occupying. There was a reason that they said all roads to lead to Rome, and indeed in most of the known world, they did. This tale tells of the events swirling around in that time. We are anchored in history by reference to Caesar Augustus, and we are anchored in place, that small patch of land on the West Bank called Bethlehem. And we are anchored in time about 2,000 years ago. As long as we have gathered in groups, we have looked with suspicion on others gathered in groups, and we have either ignored them or sought to assimilate them or sought to conquer them. A tale as old as time we tell again tonight. This tale is also a song as old as rhyme. Its melody is the age-old story, the micro tale, common to us all, of birth, of relationships, of procreation, of making one's way in the world. A child born in poverty to a woman without standing to a man who was not the father of the child. We could mine this story for its gold. We could speak of Mary tonight, persevering, resilient. Or we could speak of Joseph, bewildered, yet willing. We could speak of the new baby Jesus, tiny, helpless miracle of DNA and RNA, of flesh and blood and bone and sinew. And the harmony of this song, we could speak of that as well, of all the disparate parts that come together in this story. Angels and shepherds, wise men and kings, farm animals, innkeepers, all the disparate parts. We could speak of those as well, of their story and their songs. But time is short here tonight, so I will move on to the meat of the matter, to the center of this story, for the reason that we gather tonight. A tale as old as time and a song as old as rhyme. We are anchored in the telling of it, and like all stories, we are invited to mine it for meaning, for the beauty and for the danger, for the lesson, for the emotion. We are invited to soar and swoop into this story, to plumb the depths and heights of where it might take us, of where it should take us. To finish this refrain, A tale as old as time, a song as old as rhyme. We speak tonight of all nights, of beauty and the beast. Now, we already know the beast. We already know the harm and the hurt we are capable of, whether by omission or commission, in our relationships, in our politics, in our laws, in our walls, in our barriers, in our free fear of one another, in our ignorance, accepting facile answers to deep and hard questions, abdicating the right and the responsibility of an examined life. We already know the beast. But the beauty, oh, the beauty, the aching, incredible, breathtaking, relentless, revolutionary, dangerous, heart-busting, wide-old beauty of this night that we call the Incarnation, the Word made flesh, the presence of God in human form. This night where we allow the hopes and the fears of all the years to bust into our carefully constructed lives and traditions and rituals. This night where we can lay down all our grievances and all our certainties. This night where we can break ourselves open to the unrelenting and awesome beauty we have been given. In the beauty of the least, a helpless, dependent, hungry, newly born child, responsive to touch and to smile, to joy and to need, with all the journey ahead, all the joy and the troubles yet to be encountered, endured, enjoyed, engaged, the beauty of the least this night of nights. A tale as old as time, a song as old as rhyme, is also the story of the beauty of relief. Retelling the story, reliving the old tale, singing the old songs, sharing in the meal of communion, of connection, moving us toward one another. Relieved to be in this community on this night. Sensing the spirit moving through this place and through one another, tentatively felt or solidly ensconced or breaking through for the first time, fostered by this night of all nights. The beauty of relief, the letting go like the breathing out of a long-held breath, a letting go of all that takes us away from this night. The letting go of greed and competition for place or title, fear of not being good enough, or the pride of puffery, hatred born of ignorance. The beauty of relief shown in this newborn child is the relief of accepting you are accepted. In the word of Scrooge, Scrooge's nephew in A Christmas Carol, he says, "It is the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of others as if they were really fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys." The relief on this night of nights of the courage to accept acceptance of one another and of ourselves is the real definition of beauty. And this child that we speak of on this night, will grow up and he will teach, and in his life and in his teaching and indeed in his death, we will find much to mull over and plumb for meaning and for purpose. But that is for other times in this place together. And consider yourself all invited to those times. But for tonight, for this night of all nights, we are invited to beauty. The aching, incredible, breathtaking, relentless, revolutionary, dangerous, hopeful, heart-busting, wide-open beauty of this tale as old as time, this song as old as rhyme. Beauty of the least, the beauty of relief, beauty offering peace. Merry Christmas, everyone. Amen.